Legal 117, this is your week number two podcast. This is a short one. This week is going to require you to do some reading. I provided that reading on the assignment thread for this week's assignment on Canvas. It's reading the attached guide to agency rulemaking, and the PDF has links that allow you to navigate through it. It's not a very lengthy document, but it is very informing, and you should keep it, download it, save it for weeks ahead. The other thing I'm going to have you do is go to the Cornell site I linked, where you can access the Administrative Procedures Act, and then I have you do some things regarding those two documents as your assignment, along with finding a court case, a recent court case that in part shows a reviewing court discussing the history of the development and implementation of a particular agency rule or regulation. Now, unless you've read those things that I provided, you can't answer that question. So go do it. Read those things, keep those things, use those things. Same deadlines, Thursday at 10 p.m. for your own assignment, and then review your fellow classmates and comment on those submissions by 10 p.m. on Monday of next week. So, briefly on the content, you know, this is not difficult stuff. I think we kind of tend to think of it as being difficult, but it really isn't. And agency regulations, federally, state, and local level, they impact our lives. In all those situations, the agencies, the administrative bodies, make rules in their area of expertise because they directly interact with the citizens in that area. So they're only focused on their area of expertise. And as we know from last week, they got that ability through those enabling acts that allowed them to go out and regulate whatever that particular area of expertise might be. They create those rules, and those rules allow citizens to know the scope and expectations of an agency in the areas related to the agency's plans, programs, or process. Another name for a rule is regulation, and you'll see those come up interchangeably. The agency rules and regulations at the federal level are collected in the Code of Federal Regulations. Remember, the USC, the United States Code, is the body of statutes for the federal government. All the agency rules and regulations are collected in the Code of Federal Regulations. For a rule to be legally enforced, federal rule, it has to be published. It must be published in that Federal Register. Okay? You will note from the various examples of federal regulations and processes from, you know, the most uniform laws that are adopted by and whole or part by state governments. For instance, you know, I ask you to take a hard look at the APA this week. We have the IAPA. And so go and look at the IAPA, the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act. And the purpose of those acts, they're the same. This should refresh your memory as to the concepts of substantive and procedural law, the what and the how. The rules of the what the APA and the IAPA are the how. Additionally, you should note the correlation and similarities to statutes in the court's treatment and review of regulations. And you'll see that in the cases that you present and we discuss this week. That's our focus this week. Pretty narrow. But you need to do the reading and you need to start thinking about these correlations and how it fits and how it works together. And then we'll build on that after this week. I appreciate your efforts in week one. I look forward to seeing what you post this week. If you need me, you know where to find me. Let me know.